102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 717.
I'm not wrong, and quite honestly, I'm fond of my technique.
It sounds like you might be wrong.
I'm not wrong. You know I'm not
because
wrong. Because you know... Well, it depends what the rules were.
It depends how it was set up to begin with.
And I will explain them again as soon as we come back. I promise you. I'm not wrong.
It's 102.3 WBAB.
If you end up telling me I'm wrong, you have completely flip-flopped on everything you've stood for the past 15 years.
Okay. Long Island's number one rock station with Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 720, sunny and 77 today. So lay out the situation here.
All right. Well, after Steve Ballone ruined my Sunday by having a marathon run down past my house, Joseph's game got moved to 3 o'clock.
All right. So once you escaped your neighborhood.
We got to the game, and Joseph, my son, this is the first game of the season.
Right.
And we're playing, and he's playing. And the deal I always have with him is, like, if you play well and you score a goal, we'll go for candy afterwards. Like, get him a piece of candy, like blow pop or lollipop, whatever the hell it is, whatever.
Okay.
So yesterday he plays and he plays well, but he didn't score.
He didn't score well and score a goal.
He had plenty of opportunities to score.
Yeah.
He probably could have had 5 or 6 of them.
Right.
Kid couldn't hit the side of a barn.
Oh, really?
So afterwards he comes up to me and now I'm around. Now during it, like, he's missing the ball. I'm like, you bum. You get no dinner. And I'm doing it with a smile on my face, and I'm joking.
Because you guys, I guess, are winning anyway?
No, we weren't. It doesn't.
That's right. There's no winning. What am I thinking?
There's no winning.
There's seven.
And I'm like, he missed again. I'm like, you're a bum. You got no dinner for you. But I'm doing it with a smile on my face.
I get it.
And some of the parents are laughing, usually the fathers, and the mothers don't, whatever. They weren't really all that thrilled with it, but I didn't care. After the game is over, Joseph comes up to me. He's like, Dad, I tried my best. Can I still get candy? I go, sometimes your best isn't good enough. So no.
Oh.
And no candy.
So
and
that's your thing? You go for candy after a game if he plays well
and scores a goal? And he scores.
Both.
And he scores. Okay. That's the deal.
Right.
And Nicole gives me a look like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. And even my daughter's yelling at me. She's like, why are you being so mean to Joseph? I'm like, being mean to Joseph? I go, yeah, score a goal.
Hey, you shut up.
Right. I go, he didn't score. Hmm. But he tried his best. I said, see? There's the problem. Mm-hmm. Right there. I'm looking at my daughter. I'm like, just because you try your best doesn't mean you deserve anything.
Hmm.
You tried your best, you came up short. So now you gotta work harder. So I told Joseph, I go, no candy.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, if you score a goal, game's back on again. We'll go and we'll get a piece of candy. He seemed to understand it, although he was upset. My wife and daughter are looking at me like I am Adolf Hitler. Right? I am the worst person.
Because you're actually enforcing what you guys made a deal on.
Right. And they're looking, she's just like, don't you think that's a little over the top? I said, no, I don't think it's a little over the top. He didn't score. Wasn't for lack of opportunities.
What if he had scored 2 goals but had kind of slacked off a little on defense and hadn't really played his best? Because he scored the goals, would he still go to the candy store? And would he expect to go?
If I think he...
He didn't exactly play his best, but he scored 2 goals. Would he still go to the candy store?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Because in this case, you're like, he has to do both. He has to play his best. He has to score a goal. And because he didn't score a goal, you didn't take him.
Right.
And but that's why I'm asking what the reverse is.
But any other time.
He scores but doesn't do his best, you would take him? So then you can't take him there.
No, I would probably, if I thought he was tanking it, he doesn't tank it though.
No, not tanking it, he didn't play his best, but he happened to score 2 goals. Maybe he got a couple
The one thing I'll say, when he's out there, he's playing, no matter what.
Mm.
I'll give my son that. And I'm hard on my son. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to be harder on my son because I know what he's capable of and I know what he can do. He's good. You know, he's good. He's a good player. But yesterday, he just couldn't hit the side of a barn. So he gave 100%. He just missed. Sorry, you came up short. No blow pop for you.
But he played hard. He honestly played his best.
Played great.
Hmm.
No.
Because if he really did, honestly, play his best.
No.
And happened to miss.
The deal is play well, score a goal equals candy store.
But if he scores a goal and doesn't play well, you would have taken him too. That's where I'm saying
backwards. But he's, I've never seen him not play well.
Mm-hmm.
And on the games that he doesn't play well, he doesn't score, so it's a non-issue.
Hmm. So really the only thing that's getting him to the candy store is if he scores a goal, because he's going to play well every time anyway. So the bottom line is he has to score a goal.
Correct.
To go to the candy store.
Right. And he didn't score, so we didn't go to the candy store.
So mean. He played his best.
So much for hours later, it comes back up at the dinner table. My daughter's yelling at me at the dinner
table. Still, that many hours later.
And I'm like, shut up, you. This doesn't concern you.
Trying to hold up standards in the house and getting heat for it. Well, these things do happen. I don't know. If he plays his best, it sounds like he should go. 7:24.
You could suck it too. How's that?
I'm not mad at you. I just, you know. Here's Instead with the Roads. 7:29, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. JP coaches his son's soccer team, and Joseph played real hard, but missed 5 shots on goal or something. Like, didn't score a goal.
Some break.
And the deal is?
Didn't score.
Play your best, score a goal, we go to the candy store. So no candy yesterday. Rest of the family's mad at him.
Right. Mad at me.
Mad at you, yeah, for not getting it done. Ernie, what's going on? What do you think?
That's like a kid if he plays baseball and says, if you don't hit a home run.
No, it's not.
It's like, sometimes a goal is hard to get.
He had 5 breakaways. He missed 5. Dude, he missed. Teams,
they go 6 Ernie, without goals.
He missed 5 breakaways yesterday.
Maybe you should have spanked him right on the open on the field.
It's old school.
look back. How many Gretzky missed on breakaways? You know what I mean?
5-1 game? I doubt it. He wouldn't have been the great one. Ernie, stop it. You're not winning this.
I just think, like Roger was saying, you know, if he played a really good game and he
honestly,
goals,
truly
he
played
play
his best.
Good.
Like, no question, he played hard and played
his
best.
Listen, if you want to reward your kid for being mediocre, you knock yourself out.
I don't know.
Not on my watch.
I don't give him candy anyway, so.
Thanks, Ernie.
I know. I'm a horrible father.
Yeah. And you're yelling at him, you bum.
Yeah, I did.
I'm glad you had a smile on your face, but.
How do you miss it, you bum?
Maybe he doesn't hear the smile.
You can't miss the smile.
Yeah, he's looking at you on his plane?
Oh, yeah. Well, after that, when he hears me call him a bum, he does.
102.3 WBAB. 3WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 733. So if a kid really tries his best, like JP's son Joseph in the soccer game, should he still get rewarded and go to candy store even though he didn't score a goal? The original deal was try your best and score a goal.
Correct.
Right? Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
If you make a deal with the kid, and the deal is he plays well, scores a goal, you're doing him more harm by not sticking to that deal than anything else.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's not the end of the world. The kid's going to forget about not getting a piece of candy by tomorrow.
But
if you don't stick with that deal, he's going to always remember that.
Yeah, of course. And he's going to always do it and take it. You did it last time, and he's always going to want to take advantage of it. Listen, man,
this country's becoming so ruined by everybody getting a trophy and no keeping score. It's ridiculous.
That was the point I wanted to make to my daughter, because my daughter said, but he tried his best. And I said, you know what? And sometimes when you try your best, you still don't win.
Hey, you know what? Just like that commercial for Progressive. Sprinkles are for women, kid.
Take care, man.
Take it easy, guys.
Later.
Well.
And like Ernie comparing it to a home run thing, goals in soccer at this kid's age, they happen a dozen a game. You know,
oh, they do.
A dozen
soccer
a game.
Soccer seems very tough to score a goal. So
yeah.
That's a tough standard.
With the little guys?
Yeah. Buckets worth of goals.
Buckets worth of goals. Full from the sky.
102.3 WBAB. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 738, sunny and 77 degrees today. All right, we'll get another call. We'll get another opinion. See what you guys think of JP's parenting with his son. JP's the soccer coach. His son's the player. The deal is you play your best and score a goal, and you get to go to the candy store. Yesterday, he played his best, but didn't score a goal.
I had one of the, when he
tried hard, put it that way, and didn't score.
When he missed one, and I called him a bum and told him he wasn't getting dinner, like one of the fathers actually like, you're going to feed him, right? I was like, yeah, I'm going to feed the kid. Don't worry about it.
Good morning, BAB. What do you think of this parenting? Is it stick to the deal, or what do you think? Go ahead.
I agree 100% with JP on this one. The only difference would be if, like, the goalie made 5 or 6 great saves on him. You know, then it was through no fault of his own. Then JP could offer to still bring him, but they shouldn't even ask.
My kid couldn't hit the side of a barn.
Just one of those days, huh?
In this case, he didn't, you know, he doesn't deserve it. It's a contract is a contract. You made a deal with him. You got to teach him that.
Honestly, he was cooler about it. He was upset.
He dealt with it okay.
He was upset. There's no question about
it. Right.
But then he was cooler about it than my daughter was. And my daughter really, I don't want to say she got in my face, but she really got to
defending her brother. Right?
Defending her brother, which was nice to see and all. Yeah. She breaks his balls the other 23
but
hours
Joseph
a day.
Probably,
but for
like,
that hour,
honestly, he probably like matured a little bit, like feeling the sadness, like, oh, I'm not going to get, but like kind of understanding, like, all right, I'm going to score next week and show you. Like,
right.
That's kind of like what he should feel.
I want my kids to know that losing sucks.
Right.
And have that drive them to be better next time.
Right. And thanks for the call, by the way. I see where you're going. I mean, he's 7.
Right.
And if he gets it, he'll mature as a player and as a boy, just understanding how it works.
He walked off that field feeling upset. And like I said, I want him to know that losing sucks and then have that drive them to be better the next time. I want him to know that Like, he walked off that field. He played well, but he didn't get the goal, and he didn't get what he wanted. Mm. I guarantee you this. That kid ain't missing next week. Mm. I guarantee it.
Mm.
He's not.
All right, we'll see what happens with young Joseph.
And if he does?
No candy store again.
You sleep outside.
7-4. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 7:48. All right, East End Jeremy is on the line. You know, JP was talking about this weekend, soccer game. He coaches his son, and the deal with the son is you have to play your best and score a goal to go to the candy store. He played his best.
You make it sound so evil.
Did not go to the candy store because he didn't score a goal.
You make it sound mean.
No, I'm just stating what you stated. It sounds different when someone else says it. Maybe it sounds meaner. But it's just the deal you guys made. East End Jeremy's on the line. He also has a son, although his son is 3. What do you do, Jeremy? What's going on? Go ahead.
You know what? Not everybody wins in this world.
Right.
A little competition, a little dry, and losing in life, you know, it's good for you. It teaches you. I tell my son all the time, suck it up and stop crying. At 3 years old, I tell him, suck it up and stop crying. And that's how I, you know, he's got to be tough. This world is not fair, man.
And that's how you teach your 3-year-old.